Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
There are a number of ways that accreditation is offered through home-based learning options. But as mentioned before, since this approach is far more difficult than simply getting the credits at school, not only do home-based students often come up short with poorer grades or an incomplete transcript, but they place themselves in competition with the majority of post-secondary applicants who have gone to school. In my opinion, based on decades of high school experience and in keeping with my faith, a better and much easier approach to preparing for the future is to avoid any accredited courses altogether. It is better to follow an individualized home education program that allows a student to focus and specialize in keeping with the student's gifts and talents. Accommodating for individual differences is the very thing that accreditation cannot do. A program that has everyone follow a standardized path can only result in conformity. Allowing for individual growth, home educated students are generally at the post-secondary level by the time they get their driver's license, usually just a few days after their 16th birthday. Besides, being different is not only acceptable, it actually sets the home-educated students apart from the cookie-cutter masses. In some respects, this creates a situation that makes the student stand out, essentially making him or her outstanding student. This is not to say that post-secondary institutions will automatically accept unaccredited home-educated students. That would be silly. It is just that since the student had to have special treatment due to his or her being different, there is a better chance that the admission people will actually remember the name of the admitted home-educated students. This is good in many respects, but it will also result in the student being more closely observed while attending the program, making him or her a sort of ambassador for home education. I trust I need not admonish anyone about being a good one. Understanding that there is no compelling reason for acquiring government accreditation at the high school or secondary level should cause us to question the ulterior motives of home education agencies encouraging that route. Now let's summarize again. The main reason for seeking accreditation is probably not knowing that there is an alternative. Education funding follows the student, and there is more funding for government programming than alternatives. It is easier and more lucrative to encourage parents in their fear of failure without accreditation than to teach them alternatives, assuming, of course, that the providing agency has any knowledge thereof. The unaccredited have a greater chance of advanced training in keeping with individual differences. Now, before leaving this topic, one needs to understand one very important distinction. Alternatives to accreditation are not to be confused with alternatives to post-secondary prerequisite requirements. If biology is a requirement, it is a requirement. But it need not be the biology 30 of standard accreditation. This is to say that if biology is a requirement for admission in the program, a student will never be admitted without proof of proficiency in biology. However, this can be done through a number of alternatives to accredited biology 30 from school.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.